Now, what does this trial tell us about how we should be caring for our patients with sustained ventricular tachycardia? The patients who have sustained ventricular tachycardia in the AVID trial were benefited, as were the patients who had an out-of-hospital sudden cardiac death. The effect was noted in each of the subsets of ventricular tachycardia, that is VT with syncope and VT with symptoms. The effect was most prominent in patients with an ejection fraction under 35%, and the effect was neutral, that is amiodarone and the ICD had an equal effect in patients with an EF greater than 35%. Thus, I think we have clear-cut evidence that in the patient with ischemic heart disease who has an EF under 35%, the ICD is preferred therapy, and that this can be done even without an EP study.